I'm Haley.
And I'm Miranda.
And we're the Newport Beach Babes.
Welcome to the
OC Bitch.
Yeah. Sorry.
Is there ever going to be an intro where we don't like just
We did it really
laugh?
Smoothly once.
We did do it really smoothly once, but
we'll do it next
time. Kind of enjoy this like raw podcasting intro.
We're so
gritty.
Yeah.
I love gritty.
We're so good.
And you know, the gritty, he's my hero. But anyway, we're going to talk about season 1 episode 9.
Mm-hmm.
The Heights.
Hulu synopsis. Summer ignores Seth at school but wrestles with feelings of jealousy. Rachel offers Sandy a case against Kirsten's father.
Mm-mm.
Ryan brawls with Luke over Marissa. That sounds
brawls.
Way more aggressive than it is. Ryan and Marissa are stranded on a Ferris wheel.
Oh, that's kind of a...
spoiler.
That's kind of a spoiler at the end. Damn, Hulu.
Yeah.
So it's the first day of school.
Mm-hmm.
Harbor School, baby. We're starting
What's
the first
up?
Day.
Junior year. First Everybody's time.
junior year for the first time.
Yep.
We're all just excited, except yeah. not because Ryan's like, I'm not going.
Yeah.
What? It's school.
Yeah.
This is not the first character that
does this.
Did he
say he's not going?
I think so, because I wrote, I'm not going.
What?
Is it him or Marissa that says they're not going?
Oh, Marissa says she's...
Marissa.
Marissa says she doesn't want to go. And I don't think that's about school.
Oh,
I
you
think
know
that's
what?
About the her social bullshit that she
I
does.
Thought she was talking about school in general.
No, she's
because
talking
Summer's
about a meeting.
Like, oh, like, you know, like it's yeah. junior year. She doesn't say that. But like, she's like, you have to go, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Again, it's dumb.
Yeah.
I know what I'm thinking of is later when they get to school... Ryan's
and Ryan's like, let's just ditch.
It's the freaking first day,
you just
idiot.
Took a test to get you into this world-class school.
Ryan and Marissa are so stupid. They're
Fuck.
So dumb.
Ugh. She makes him a worse person.
She absolutely does. She absolutely does. When we get there, I really... There are other people in his that make him a better person in his relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Agree.
Summer is over at Jimmy's apartment. Jimmy is burning French toast because Jimmy doesn't know how to cook because he had a wife for that. Now he doesn't have a wife for that.
I know. He's like, first time with the oven.
He
like,
made French toast in the oven, which
Summer's
is
like,
rough.
Not in the oven would be a good place to start.
I love Summer's outfit here. She's got like an orange shirt and like a like blue.
Oh, interesting.
I love these color combos.
Sorry, I'm like, I feel like we're popping in here. And I have Marissa looks V pretty. I don't like any of what's going on with Summer right
really?
Now.
Really? I think the tones, like the jewel tones are really pretty on her.
I don't remember what it is.
I like both of their outfits. I think they both look
I
cute.
I like hers.
It's the stuff that I would wear. Yeah. And she has like a cute little like scarf in her hair and like she just looks Mm-hmm. Summer just looks real cute. We'll post their first day outfits on Instagram, probably.
Oh, my God. First day of school.
First day of school. I kind of miss that. I kind of miss, like, first day of school, like, picking out your outfit and, like, you know, parents taking your picture. My dad has a picture.
Back. Are we going to talk more about Summer and Marissa? Sorry. I was going to say, back at the Cohen house, pre-Marissa, he was like, why would you be nervous? Or why would I be nervous? And he's like, because we're going to school with 300 Lukes minus the redeeming social qualities. And I was like, oh, that was rhetorical.
What's interesting about that is like.
That Luke has redeeming qualities. He kind of does.
He does.
I mean, he does. But like the fact that he's the nicest
he's
of
the, nicest
the
of them
shitty
all.
Bros.
What I find interesting is like, I think we're made to believe that those kind of guys are like dumb.
Yeah.
But this is like a prestigious
no.
school.
Yeah.
But it's also
goosebumps.
Like, are they
what
just.
What the fuck? I don't know why. My right arm just went.
Oh. Is the studio haunted?
It could be haunted.
Oh, fuck. Oh, no.
I just got goosebumps because I was thinking about how smart Luke is later.
Do we feel a presence in here? Should we call Shane and Ryan from BuzzFeed Unsolved?
Yes.
Yes, we should because I love
Tweet
them both.
Yeah. Anyway, so they were talking about,
they're
like,
talking about
that bullshit.
That bullshit. So basically, like, it's the first day of school. And they go. They're at the first day of school.
Yep.
But I will say before we go to school... Summer is at Jimmy's, and I fucking hate.
Oh. I was like, I thought you were going to say something cool.
No.
Continue.
Well, I always say something cool.
I mean,
but
something exciting.
I hate on TV when they have enough time in the morning to just casually come over and, like, eat breakfast.
Yep. Yep.
What the fuck time did Summer wake up? What time did Marissa wake up? Why are
My
they
My school
here?
Started at 7:30.
My school, I think, started at 7:45 or something.
Either 7 or 7:30.
It was early as fuck.
Because we got done at 2:30.
I have to be at work at 8. And, like, I hate my life. Like, I get up at, like, the latest I possibly can get up, put on clothes, and then leave. Like, I don't do anything in the morning.
Yeah.
wow, why are they just it's insane.
It's dumb.
It's such a TV trope, and I also hate like when they make a big breakfast and they only eat like one thing. They're like, "Gotta go, honey," and it's like, "Oh, it drives me nuts."
And there's like a weird giant thing of like freshly squeezed orange
yes,
juice.
Yes, from where?
Who the fuck is doing that?
No one.
It's dumb.
No one.
I at least buy it a little bit more in the Cohen house because like they all live there. Whereas like I get that like for TV they need to get Summer and Marissa in the same location to be talking to mirror the Ryan Seth shit.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's dumb.
It's funny that we were talking about the outfits earlier because I'm looking at my notes. I put, what the fuck is Marissa wearing?
Oh, great. So we...
I like the maroon
on
her.
We compliment each other.
I think I hated the blazer and the mini skirt. I didn't like the
skirt.
I'm
into all of it. And I also really love her bag I wrote later.
I like the bag. Well, because it's Chanel. She's got a giant-ass Chanel bag.
I didn't even know that, but I just like the band or whatever. Like the strap is real nice.
Oh, yeah. When they go to school, everyone is fucking talking about Marissa.
Yeah.
And openly and loudly.
Yeah.
Like, they're not even pretending to, like, whisper. They're just like, oh, my God, she almost killed herself in Tijuana.
Yep.
And Summer hears it at one instance and, like, literally says, hey, whores, why don't you go work another corner?
She's her personal bodyguard.
I want Summer as a friend.
Yes.
Summer would absolutely kill someone for me.
Totally.
And I think that would be a good asset to have as a friend.
I was going to say, 100%. Also, Luke then pops up and, like, before or after the whore comment, and then she's like, you know, she's taking care of that shit.
Oh, she shuts him down. She's like, maybe you should have thought of that before you cheated on her with one of her best friends. Ass! And he's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Ryan is like, hey, are you okay? Like, maybe we should just ditch. Let's just go to the pier. Let's just not go to school. It's the first day.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, middle name Atwood. I don't know what his middle name is. Elizabeth. But like,
good question.
Yeah, we'll look it up. It doesn't matter.
Mallory.
So while they're at
Sterling Mallory Archer.
Oh my God, stop. When they're at school.
Never. Continue.
Sandy and Kirsten
are
going to fuck.
Yes, they're getting frisky as fuck.
They're getting frisky as fuck. And I was watching that and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mornings used to be our time.
Mornings used to be our time. And
he
then.
Says, I should have found an attractive coworker years ago.
Which. It's not the right thing to say.
So you agree she's attractive?
It was not the right thing to say.
I know.
They both get
phone calls,
so they can't have sex.
Bummer.
Because her dad calls and Rachel calls him.
Yep.
Back at school, who do we see?
Anna.
But Miss Anna.
She's back.
She's back from Tahiti.
I was going to say Pittsburgh. Tahiti, yeah.
She went to Tahiti. And now she's back. She's at the Harbor School.
So insulting him counts as conversation? Bless.
I put yes because, again,
that's how we
learned how to flirt from this show. The number of times that I insult the man that I am dating is
constant.
But he, you know, throws it right back.
Totally.
And we're very
happy. It's nice. I do feel that way. And maybe this is conditioned into us from media, but I feel like if people are too nice to me sometimes, like, I feel like that is disingenuous.
Uh-huh. I feel that,
and
too.
And so I would rather, like, you be like, go fuck yourself, Haley. And then I'm like, you know that I don't actually mean that.
Yeah, of course.
Typically.
Of course, yeah.
Context clues.
Oh, yeah.
Except if I'm talking about Chris Carmack being a model.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, Anna looks cute. Her hair and makeup and outfit are all amazing. Mm-hmm. The baby pink sweater and her clipped hair back in the middle. Again, I'm loving these, like, little
tiny clips. These little clips. You're loving these clips lately.
I know about it.
At Sandy's office.
Yeah.
Ugh. He gets a case.
Mm-hmm.
About the Balboa Wetlands.
A.K.A. the Heights.
A.K.A. the Heights.
Balboa Heights.
But who wants to buy these wetlands?
Mm.
Oh, I wonder. The Donald Trump of the West.
Yep.
Caleb Nichol.
Yep. And Rachel gives him this information in a very unflattering skirt. It's like way too long.
It's not even that. Yes,
it's
that is
gross.
That. But she's like, so what's it going to be? Your sex life?
Or the swamp rose,
which is an endangered plant life.
Yep. The lack of golf courses around here is tragic.
Where's the HR in this office is what I need to know.
Yeah.
She's very flippant, and I do not appreciate it.
Be forward. It gets way worse.
And, you know, so he's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Back at school.
Holly is
like, oh, my God.
She's the worst.
She's the worst. She's the worst person alive. She's, like, telling these other girls in class, like, did you hear that she overdosed on Vicodin?
Fuck you.
What the fuck? What is
so
wrong with her?
Holly
is the worst. She's the worst character on the show. Like, absolutely, 100%,
Worse than Julie Cooper. Faux
worse
show.
Than Julie Cooper. A horrible friend.
Yep.
Just, and also that hair is just a monstrosity. I just, mm-hmm. She makes me so upset.
Yep. And then next scene, Marissa wants to quit her social chair because people are talking about some
talking shit about her. So of course she wants to quit.
Yeah.
And Dr. Kim's like, no, like you've had this position for 2 years. It's voted on like by the student body, blah, blah, blah.
I know we already talked about it, but it was like, you were elected by the students and have held the position 2 years. And I was like, oh, fuck, they are juniors.
Yes, I told
like,
you.
I was like, I'm still just confirming Haley's position. I was wrong.
So she decides that she's going to continue to do the social chair. Earlier, she had told Ryan, like, I had this meeting, but I'm just not going to go so we can hang out after school.
Something to look forward to.
Honestly, this entire episode is just, like, them trying to hang out after school.
Yep.
Like, it's literally, like all
that
it is. It's
the first date situation, but less cute.
But less cute. They're literally just like, we're going to hang out. We're going to hang out after school. Like, nothing happens.
Yeah.
She decides to do it. She's like, maybe getting involved in school will be good for me. And totally. She's like, maybe you can ride with me on the Ferris wheel. And he's like, I don't do heights. I don't either. I don't fucking do heights. I've never been on a Ferris wheel. And I never will.
Oh, really?
I've never been on a Ferris
Interesting.
Wheel.
Interesting. I've been on many.
I am deathly afraid of heights.
Yeah.
Like, horribly.
Yeah.
I've never been on, like, a roller coaster.
Hmm.
I've been on the Mummy roller coaster at Universal because that's because it's inside. And you
Interesting.
Don't... But yeah.
We should go to Six Flags.
Absolutely
Bonding
not.
Experience.
No way in hell.
I don't really like spinny rides.
Okay.
They make me a little dizzy.
Yeah, yeah. No, I can't
do heights. Interesting.
I don't like them. It scares the shit out of me. So I understand, Ryan. I understand.
Part of what inspires Marissa to do it anyway is Dr. Kim with the advice, people are always going to talk. May as well give them something good to talk about.
Yeah.
Dr. Kim with those zingers.
With those zingers.
Might
Dr.
as well
Kim.
Be a Lin-Manuel Miranda tweet.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
Oh, my God.
People are always going to talk.
Lin.
Might as well give them something good to talk about.
Oh, sweet Lin.
Good night.
I'm going to write a whole book about my tweets.
I do love him, though.
Yes.
But anyway.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'll save you riding the Ferris wheel. Her freckles look cute.
Yeah, she's super cute. And it's cute, but it's also just like, this is literally this entire episode is just them trying to hang out.
Oh, I'm not saying they're cute. I'm just saying, like, her freckles are cute. I think I like her better when we can see her freckles.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
On her face.
That's cute.
Yeah.
What a cute thing to say. Freckles are cute.
Freckles are adorable. Yeah.
And also, it's not just them trying to hang out. Sandy and Kirsten are trying to hang out,
too.
They're
also trying to bang, yeah.
Well, they're trying to fuck. Yeah, they're trying to hang out in a different way, if you know what I mean. Hey, I don't know what that means.
Hang out with you, hang out.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, she has to go into work early.
Of course
she looks fine in that V-neck, mint green sleeveless top.
Oh, yeah.
With, like, the double
Kirsten's
necklace
gorgeous.
Thing.
Kirsten's hot.
But also, don't do your hair like that. That's my only
That
note.
Was, I used to. Because that was big back in the early 2000s, flipping your hair. So what you would do is like get
I did it too.
Those like, shaggy layers and then you would flip it out.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen did that a lot
in
their
movies.
Yes,
they sure did. And that's why I did it too.
In particular, in the one where they go to Australia.
Our Lips Are Sealed.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have them all in
VHS. Oh, yeah, baby. I do too. Winning London was my favorite.
Same.
But.
With the guy that's actually hella famous now. He was on House and then
oh,
Jesse
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
He was on House and then now he's on Chicago
Oh,
Fire?
Is he? Does he live here?
Yeah. He's a firefighter in Chicago Fire. He's like the main character.
Is he
single? Probably not.
I mean, I'm not. I don't know why. I'm sorry, boyfriend who's gonna
He's never gonna listen.
He's never gonna listen because he lived in the OC and he's like, I can't. I'm not gonna do it.
Oh my God. So yeah, Kirsten has to go to work early and then Sandy's talking to Ryan and he asks how school is and he goes, fine, just behind. And then he's like, I don't know, everyone's got something. And he's like, what about Seth? And he goes, Seth's got his women. And Sandy's like, I have a clip of it, but Sandy's like, Seth Cohen? He's like, uh-huh. He just does, like, the conveying with a look and, like, his little, like, coffee mug.
Of course,
like,
he likes, Ryan can say anything with a look.
Yeah, Seth cannot.
At Jimmy Cooper's apartment, Luke comes by to try to talk to Marissa.
Oh, yeah. And fuck yeah. Like, way to shut that shit down, Jimmy.
Jimmy shuts that shit down. He's a good dad in this episode.
He's earning dad points.
He's back on my not good side yet, but he's getting points.
Yeah.
Because he's like, nah, that's not a good idea. She doesn't want to fucking talk to you.
Points to
Jimmy. She told me what happened.
Yeah.
No. Like, get the fuck out of my apartment.
Yeah.
I wish it was this crass. It was not.
I know.
Petty
note about that. Marissa's, like, sleeping on his couch. And then he was like, we're installing a phone line. And I was like, didn't you just get a phone? You had a phone the other night when Julie called you.
Yeah.
So I was like, plot
continuity.
Hole. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, he shuts that shit down. And then sometimes I feel like Marissa has more chemistry with Jimmy than any of her other love
She
interests.
Does.
It's real weird.
She has more chemistry with her dad than anyone. Not in a like.
It feels vaguely creepy to me.
It doesn't really to me.
I think it's just that. I think it's honestly just that she doesn't know she how to act well.
She doesn't have it. No, she has no chemistry with Ryan. She has no chemistry with Luke. She has no chemistry with anybody else that we meet later. It's just she's flat.
Yep.
But she does have good chemistry with oh my God, what's his name?
Who?
Jimmy.
Volchek?
What's his name? His acting name. What's
his Tate Donovan?
Tate Donovan. I'm so tired.
It's fine. I love that I jumped to Volchek.
She does have good chemistry with Tate Donovan. Yeah. But it doesn't read like creepy to me. It just kind of reads like kind of like nice, like that's his daughter, and like, you know.
Totally. I read an interview too where they were like talking about how, not that everyone hated Misha Barton, but kind of, but like Tate and Peter Gallagher were like kind of nice about it, and we're just like, we're like trying to learn for like help her learn, and
right,
like, you know,
they hated her because she was like so bad and like kind of.
They're just like in over her head, and everyone else is like all the other kids were like 6 years older than her, so it's
right,
just, like,
so it was hard.
Yeah.
Anyway. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So earlier, Sandy and Kirsten had tried. They were like, "We're gonna get lunch today."
Yeah.
Sandy walks into his office, and Kirsten throws his lunch.
Oh shit! She's displeased.
She's displeased because she finds out about the lawsuit.
Yeah.
She's like, "When are you gonna tell me?" And he's like, "Soon." Why are they not telling each other things? I know it's because it's TV and it's drama, but like, if I was married,
right?
I would want to tell my spouse.
Immediately. Right. But here's where I'm going with this.
Okay.
I'm not a lawyer, but I imagine.
We're not legal experts here on Newport Beach Bay.
Shocking. Shocking. Shocking developments. Yeah, I'm not a lawyer, but I imagine that maybe he can't legally tell her. Like, because if he were to give her a heads up, maybe the company's being shady. Maybe they would hide documents or something. I don't know. Like, maybe. Maybe that would give them
something.
It's, I don't know. I don't know
it's
if
tricky.
That's a thing. But
it's tricky.
I'm just trying to give my man Sandy, my feminist Sandy Cohen, a little more credit. But we also have to hold him accountable.
He's a human being. He's not perfect. Neither is Kirsten. She's upset, clearly, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
Back at school, somebody else is about to get upset.
Ooh, who?
It's Ryan Atwood.
Oh. Oh, yes. Is this because... hold, please. So previously, they were saying, with Ryan, we have a real chance to have an athlete in the family to accomplish something that your Jewishness has prevented me from accomplishing. So then they decide that he's going to try it for soccer.
He's going to try for soccer.
And then now are we at soccer tryouts? And that's
we
where
are about
gonna
to be at soccer tryouts. Yeah. And
they're
going to, again, this episode is just about Marissa and Ryan hanging out after school. They're going to meet up. He's walking the halls after soccer tryouts, and he overhears Luke and Marissa having a conversation after her social chair meeting.
Yeah.
And basically Luke is like, I'm so sorry. I love you so much. And like all this stuff. And he cries. And
he's
like,
crushing the acting.
He
Chris
is.
Carmack in this.
Good for
I
you, Chris
for
Carmack.
Him.
I think he's a pretty good actor.
I think he's great.
On this show, which is not that hard.
He's
to
in
do.
Something else, right?
He's on Nashville.
Yeah.
Or he was.
I don't
that
watch
show's
it,
over
but...
now. I watched the first season because I was living in Nashville at the time, and it was fun to be like, I know that person in the back. Oh, I know that person in the back.
Yeah.
And now
I was gonna say, I watched it because I knew a guy who was like the drummer that was like always in the
there you go.
Whatever.
See.
But then he became like hella openly homophobic. And like,
Either
he unfriended me or I unfriended him because of some dramatic Facebook things.
That's a no thanks.
Anyway.
This is not a political podcast, but also don't be a homophobe. It's super easy not to be a dick.
Yep. So he's like, I love you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And Ryan, of course, leaves before he hears Marissa be like,
If I hadn't caught you, I'd still love you too.
I like that. We've both seen it so many times. We know exactly the intonations that she's used.
Yeah.
Because it's also so.
You know what? If only we could get that for the intro.
I know. We can't do the intro right, but can we do Misha Barton's lines right? Yes,
absolutely.
We can. So he leaves. Marissa goes out, and she sees the door, like, swinging.
Yeah.
So dramatic.
I want to recut, like, a trailer or a promo for this episode where, like, someone is stalking Marissa to kill her because that, like, looks
it
like a serial
rough.
Killer.
Yeah, it would look like a serial killer.
That's great. Anyway.
The case is in the paper.
Yeah. Oh, God. Kirsten's hair is still bad.
But she's
front page news.
Very upset because they're front page news. Yeah. The case is in the front page. And she's like, now everyone knows we're fighting.
He's like, cool. They got the story straight.
They did.
Perfect.
They did.
Seth and Ryan are talking.
Mm-hmm.
Seth wants answers to something, and Ryan's like not giving them. And he's like, I saw thoughts forming. I saw words percolating. Mm-hmm. And he tells him Luke was crying.
Yeah.
Luke was crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luke was crying.
Luke was crying. Luke was crying.
When we're at school, Marissa and Ryan, you know, meet up by their lockers. And Marissa's like, I waited for you. Where were you? He was like, oh, yeah, like I had to go or whatever.
What did you do?
And what did you do? And Marissa doesn't tell him.
She's like, oh, my meeting went long and I just left.
Why doesn't anybody tell anybody anything on this show? I mean, I get it. I know it because it causes drama.
I know.
But Buck can just be like, oh, yeah, like Luke said this to me. And then I was like, nah, boo.
Yeah. Well, you know, also like Seth and Summer are giving conflicting advice to their friends.
They are giving conflicting
Summer's
advice.
Summer's like, don't tell them the truth no matter what. And Seth's like, you just have to ask her. And so like had they been on the same page, Seth and Summer, about how people should be in relationships.
So Ryan's upset, obviously, and at soccer practice, he attacks Luke.
God.
Because,
of course, they play the same position. And of course. He has, run up and try to...
He literally tackles him. He tackles him to the ground.
It's insane. Ryan, that's not a good look.
It's super, super bad.
Yeah.
At dinner, Seth is attempting to make conversation. Everyone's upset.
Yeah. It's so quiet and awkward.
It's so quiet and awkward.
Asking Ryan about soccer, asking dad about the job, goes to ask mom, and then she's just like, okay, fine.
Nope.
I guess I'm just not.
So he's just not going to do it.
Great.
Marissa comes to see him in the pool house.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember what this fight is about. I just wrote, they get into a dumbass fight.
Yeah. I just have, why are you lying to me? Why are you lying to me? I was just like,
who's lying?
They both are lying.
I know, but I'm just like, just tell each other the fucking truth then, you dummies.
I know.
They are so stupid. Ryan and Marissa they're so fucking stupid, but they're also 16.
To be fair,
they're 16.
Her thing that she's mad that he's lying about is that, like, she asks, like, how are you? Or, like, how do you feel? Or something. And he's just like, great. And she's like, why are you lying to me? And he's like, why are you lying to me? Like, his is a little bit more.
He's got worse of an attitude this time around.
But, like, she's legit lying.
Well, of course she's upset because he literally just... She was at soccer practice and she watched him attack Luke.
You don't have to attack him.
You don't have to attack him.
Yeah.
Like...
But, like, why did you come there? Why did you stand next to your ex-boyfriend who, like, is the cause of you
And, like, they were kind of talking and, like, laughing. And so, obviously, like, Ryan's going to react. And his way to react is to physically attack someone.
Yep.
Because, it's not an episode of the OC unless Ryan is physically attacking somebody.
Speaking of the repercussions of that, the next morning, Sandy's waiting for Ryan. Mm-hmm. And he's like, they're going to suspend you for 2 games.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, does Ryan stay on this team? I was like, I feel like no. I feel like we never see soccer again.
No, we never see soccer again.
Yeah. We're always one mistake away from someone taking you away from
That is a rough line.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's true. You can tell how much Sandy and Kirsten care about Ryan.
Yeah.
Because Sandy literally just says, we're always one mistake away from them. Somebody taking you away from us. So he attempts to apologize. Ryan attempts to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Kirsten is later.
Oh, yeah.
She's drinking hot tub. Listening to... I don't know who she's... They said who.
I know. Well, because I was like... I said, there's always tomorrow night.
What the fuck is this?
I know. And I was like, what is this song? And then he goes, Solomon Burke. My man, Solomon Burke.
What
so I'm guessing that that's the artist. I didn't bother to Google it.
And Kirsten's not out here listening to Rooney? Come on.
Sandy's apologizing. Ugh, Spoon.
It's pretty nice.
They about to have some.
My notes literally say, I love Sandy and Kirsten. I love them so much. God damn it. They're the best couple on this show.
I know.
God damn it. Will they ever get to fuck?
They do.
They do, luckily.
We don't get to see it.
Spoilers. But they're like kind of kissing in the hot tub, and he's like, I got to take this case. Like, and she's like, I know you do. That's the man that I married. And it's
we'll
a very nice
this.
Conversation.
Yeah, we'll get through this. There's a reason why we're together. Oh,
it's really nice. But then, of course, both of their cell phones ring before they can.
Oh, yeah, I guess they don't bang.
Before
Sorry.
They can get it on in the hot tub, which is unfortunate because that sounds like a lot of fun because the boys are gone. They're at the carnival.
Carnival time. What is this outfit Anna's wearing?
I wrote in all caps, what is Anna wearing?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I wrote everything down.
She is wearing a green skirt.
Uh-huh.
A pink tube top
over
a black long sleeve shirt.
Yep.
And
a weird
khaki
belt.
Knee-high boots and a weird belt.
And some sort of knee-high socks that don't match the tan
she
boots.
She is the most 2003 person on the show. Because they just are like, Anna's quirky.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to wear quirky stuff.
Yeah.
That's literally it.
Yep.
she's hanging out with Seth because Seth is obviously still very into Summer.
Yeah.
And Anna is attempting to give him advice throughout most of this episode. Anna's been like,
they're developing that.
They're developing
dynamic,
that. Yeah. And they are friends, and you know, Anna and him are going to do the literary mag together, and that's why Ryan ends up doing soccer, because he's like, oh, my friends are doing stuff.
Yeah.
They have a nice, Ryan and Anna, my crack ship, have a nice little moment during skee ball.
Yeah.
I like it. He just wrote, oh, I want them together.
He's like, why are you helping him? Right?
Right. She's literally, he knows that Anna likes Seth.
Yeah.
He's like, why are you helping him?
Yeah.
And she's very just like sweetly like, you know, when he sees you know,
when
he doesn't
sees her,
see me
like
that.
Lips and boobs and hair.
Which I didn't appreciate this line.
Yep.
I did not like that line at all.
Nope. I also didn't like Seth's line earlier where he was like, clearly you're a lesbian, because she's like playing skee ball while.
Right.
Like,
and it's, yeah, I didn't like that.
Continue,
these are just of their time.
Yeah,
they're very of the time.
Like, here's a cliche for you.
Yeah. So she basically is just saying, like, he doesn't see me like that. He sees Summer. He sees lips and boobs.
He sees
and
a lab partner.
And he sees me. He sees a lab partner.
Yeah.
And Ryan is like, guys like girls. Guys want to be chased by girls that aren't
into them.
Into them.
Which is a callback from before when she says that to someone.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Ryan sees Marissa by the Ferris wheel. And Anna's like, girls want that too.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Great.
So he runs and
bumps into Luke first and like apologizes to him.
He does apologize
like,
to Luke.
Job.
And I was like, that's nice.
Good job.
I appreciate that.
And I love Summer's outfit here. I don't know why.
It's horrible.
From a I can't make out any of it. I just liked like
it's
the colors.
It's so
and stuff.
2004.
I really like the blue color.
Or
like,
three.
The one shoulder thing.
It's bad.
Yeah.
But the color scheme, I agree, is good. So he is like, hey, let me get on the Ferris wheel. And Summer's like, I am not getting involved. They get on the Ferris wheel and they talk it out and they get stuck up there because Anna gives them money.
$10.
She gives the carny $10.
Jesus.
To keep them up there. And she's like, let them talk it out.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's cute.
It is cute. But when I saw how much it was, I was like, wow.
That's it.
Have you seen the movie Game Night?
No, I have not seen Game Night
yet. Oh, my fucking God. It's so good.
I heard it's really good. Everybody's telling me it's really
good.
There's
a part where a guy's like trying to like bribe someone for information. And he like slides a 10 really slowly across. He's like, will this change your mind? And she's like, no. And he goes, what about this? And it's like a $5. She's like, no. And he's like. And then he pushes a $1. And then she's like, no. And he's like, okay, I really didn't want to have to do this. And pulls out another $1. So it's $17 bribe for like some pretty hefty information.
That's stupid.
It was. But also it reminded me of that because I was like, wow, $10, Anna. But also in 2003, that's a decent amount of money.
It's a decent amount of money.
2 hours of work for that carny, probably.
While they're on the Ferris wheel, Anna kisses Seth.
Yeah. Whoa.
Kind of out of nowhere.
Consent is important.
Well, I think it's more like she's...
she hasn't given him any indication that she likes him.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. Not that we've seen, at least. Yeah. I mean, they've been hanging out a lot.
Yeah.
But
she's clearly helping him woo another woman. So,
right.
Like, why would he expect her to
make out
with him?
So, when she kisses him, he, like, looks over and sees Summer, who's he's eating like, cotton candy, like, kind of looking jealous.
Yeah.
And he's like, is this all part of the plan?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah.
It's all part of the plan.
I do feel bad for Anna here, but it's so misguided.
Yeah,
like,
I went,
you know.
Oh, baby Anna, but also just tell him how you
feel. Just tell him
how
you feel. Just fucking tell him how you feel.
Yeah.
I just wrote, I'm really relating to Ryan heights-wise.
yeah.
I've never been on a Ferris
He's
wheel, like
panicking.
I've said.
Oh, my God.
But I would also be panicking.
That's great.
100%.
What kind of carnival is this, Coop? You had to get the cheap Ferris wheel.
It's pretty cute.
Like
but they
it.
Kiss. They kiss for the first time.
Paint the Silence.
I love. What a great song.
It's a good song. Fuck you.
Paint the Silence by South. The band is South. Paint the Silence by South. It's great.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
And that's the end of the episode.
That's the end of the episode.
Out going around.
Like I said, not a lot happens, really. It's just them trying to hang out. And
yeah.
That's it.
I was going to say, I have many a notes that we have skipped over, but they're not like life or death notes.
Yeah, there's not
it's
really.
Fine.
This episode,
yeah.
Not a lot to me happens. It's not my favorite.
Yeah, it's developing like the trio-ish dynamic of like sort of a love triangle, I guess, with Seth Summer,
Anna. Yeah, it definitely
then,
it sets groundwork. And I think we were talking about this last episode that also sets groundwork. It's just kind of like, what?
Continue.
What?
Nothing. I just, There was an all caps note that I didn't get to. That was Luke, way to spoil my girl, because he was like,
oh,
when they're
talking on the
side of the soccer field, and he was like, I haven't cried since my girl, since like Macaulay Culkin died in My Girl. And I was like, way to spoil it, Luke.
I mean, that's also like 20 years
ago. I know, it was a joke.
Listen, I've never seen My Girl, but I know that he died. And I,
something about bee stings, apparently.
I recently saw a show where they made a joke about My Girl, and I didn't get it. I had to Google it. He can't see it without his glasses. And I was like, what the fuck is that from? And then I realized. Because it's like when he's dead in the car. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Anyway.
Cut all this out.
God. No, never.
Any final thoughts on this episode? I don't like this episode. It's like fine.
Yeah.
It's like fine to me. The next episode is one of my faves, honestly.
Jewish.
But this one's like fine.
You have to hire the guy who makes the balloon octopus. Well, I'll see you next week, baby.